The Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty.
Shut your goddamn ass up!
Get up! Get up! Get up! I'll buy back! I'll buy back! I'll buy back! Get the fuck up!
I know you better get out of my face! Out of my face! Out of my face!
Should have known your black ass would be all up in my face. That's TNB. Friend TNB.
For schnizzle, my nizzle.
The K sound comes at the end. The S sound comes in the middle. But what do people say?
Ask.
Yes. I need all of you right now on the count of three to say ask. On three. One, two, three.
Ask.
Very good.
He asked me, what can he do?
Tell you something, I'd be hip-hopping and having a good old time eating gizzards.
Are you serious? Do you know that you can't talk to me like I'm from Brooklyn?
In the area I grew up in, we talk slang. We don't talk proper English.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
TNB.
People used to call each other niggas.
TNB.
Come here, nigga. You my nigga. Come here.
That's racist.
TNB.
A nigga looking at a nigga.
You racist pig.
TNB.
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this.
You fucking income fucking poop.
Ma'am, step back. Step back.
Stupid bitch.
Barbecue. Fried chicken. Chitlins. Hush puppies. Watermelon for dessert.
Man, that's a waste of watermelon when all you got to do with it is pick it up like it is. Look at this.
TNB.
$2.75 for the world's best chicken burger and chips.
TNB.
They gotta be crazy.
Oh, mammy.
TNB.
Nappy-headed horse there, I'm gonna take that.
TNB.
I want to go. I want to go.
TNB.
This is all me up in here. You handle that.
TNB.
Yeah, you win because you're so much louder than me.
TNB.
I'm no use to this nigga's good and crazy.
TNB.
This ain't pop about the blue. You ain't think, well, I'm gonna come to jail and this is what I want to do. You ain't know you was gonna be cupcake.
What are you talking about?
No, no. Wait a minute. Help. You got the right, bitch. Hold on. Hold the fuck up.
Don't give a fuck what you think, bitch!
Come again? What the hell are you talking about?
I just don't see what's wrong with me being black and loving what I like. Chicken, so what? I like watermelon. I like weave hair. I like videos. I like BET.
It's okay. It's just a fun thing.
Crystal meth loses up in my home.
It's funny and bullshit.
Assholes.
That was beautiful, precious.
Timmy Boo.
My big, fat, nasty ass in a thong.
Bitch, 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 bitch.
Away.
My sweet turd. My sweet turd.
You know, a long time ago, a smart, dark-skinned fellow by the name of Martin Lawrence Jr. had a dream. And after all of these years and progress we've made, it has inspired me to also have a dream. I have a dream that one day we will live in a world where the elderly will limp or wheel themselves off the mighty Grand Canyon to spare their children the disgust of having to watch them eat. Seriously, have you ever watched a near-dead have dinner? They've always got dry mouth. I've got to use my authoritative black man voice for this. They've always got dry mouth, so half the food is stuck to their dentures, and the rest is dangling from their jowls. I have a dream that we never have to see that again! Plus, nothing makes me want to eat less than to get a whiff of Nana's unwashed underside that has been collecting a week's worth of sweat, piss, and fecal particles that were not completely wiped from the countless diaper changes. The aroma of hot piss and ass, warm from the chafing of loose skin from shuffling around the nursing home, permeates through the room right into my nostrils, chemically burning my nose hairs and making me feel nauseated. Yes, I have a dream. I have a dream. Free at last. All that bullshit. Hey, freaks, Dimension with you. This right here is Distorted View Daily, back for the Monday podcast, kicking off a brand new week. It's MLK Jr. Day. And today's program has already been quite a tribute to black people, huh?
Nigga Lover, the movie they tried to stop. So real, so violent, so brutally honest that only a few theaters dare to show it. Nigger Lover, where black and white passions explode.
Yes, a classic blaxploitation film. I used to do that a lot. On Fridays, we'd have a segment called Black Friday, where I'd play blaxploitation film trailers. I haven't done that recently because I ran out of trailers to play for you. But I thought, since today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day, maybe I should try to find a new one for you. I mean, if you think about it, without Martin Luther King Jr., there would be no blaxploitation films. So here is one. This is called Cornbread Earl and Me.
In the heat of the night, hear the bump of the ball on the floor of the court, on the sides of the hall. He's cornbread.
Cornbread. I'm guessing cornbread is the black man.
He's cornbread.
Cornbread.
He's cornbread.
Cornbread.
American International presents Cornbread Earl and Me, the story of a young man with a talent.
Hey, superstar!
And a dream.
It's the first boy from this neighborhood to make something out of himself.
Cornbread!
I make the world's finest cornbread!
It's the first boy from this neighborhood to make something out of himself.
Cornbread!
Like Sounder, it's a story of people who never lose their dignity or their pride.
Take your
Your name is Cornbread. How much pride and dignity do you have?
It's a story of people who never lose their dignity or their pride.
Take your hands off him.
Shut up.
I will not shut up.
Like Claudine.
I'm cornbread, goddammit.
It's a story of family life, full of love and laughter.
This is...
I'm cornbread, don't you forget my name.
It's a story of family life, full of love and laughter.
This is a dining room, not a gym.
Oh, mama.
Don't you owe mama me.
Like no other movie, Cornbread Earl and Me will touch you.
I'm gonna miss that boy.
And move you.
Oh, please!
And perhaps even shatter you.
Mama!
Cornbread Earl and Me, rated PG.
Wait a second.
And move you.
Oh, please!
And perhaps even shatter you.
That's quite a statement.
Mama!
It's going to shatter me.
Mama!
Cornbread Earl and Me, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Cornbread!
Mama!
Cornbread Earl and Me, rated PG.
Listen to how he says bread.
Mama!
Bread.
Mama!
Cornbread.
Mama!
Cornbread Earl and Me.
I wonder if it's a sequel to Rainbow Bread. Count Blackula shocked you. Boss Nigger moved you. Coming this summer, a movie that'll shatter you.
Rainbow Bread is my number one.
Rainbow Bread. The story of a soul singer.
I don't care what they say. I'm going to be the number one singer in the world.
Rainbow Bread. A soul sister like no other. I'm going to get you, sucker. Rainbow Bread. She's soft in the middle and crusty on the outside. Rainbow Bread. Rainbow Bread. You toast, motherfucker! All right, yes. That's the tagline. You're gonna be toast, motherfucker. Rainbow Bread. I think I would do great producing some blaxploitation films. Moving on. Recently I was talking to my friend about something that I found disturbing, and that is freeze-drying your dead pet. Rather than burying it or cremating it, some people decide to freeze-dry their animal and keep it in their house as an ornament or something. Well, Corey just posted a link from a news story in the 80s about freeze-drying your pet. So here, take a listen to this.
Fred always liked to curl up on top of the warm VCR. These days, Fred still rests on the VCR, but he's not as limber as he used to be. Fred is dead, but he lives on in the heart of his master through a freeze-dry process that has left Fred looking lifelike.
All right, the owner just picked up Fred the cat from the VCR, right, and carried him to his chair and placed the cat on his lap. What's interesting, though, is underneath the cat, the underside, it's completely flat like a board.
It's not that different than having a regular cat. You just don't have to feed them, don't have to take them to the vet, don't clean the litter box.
And they don't interact with you at all. It's like petting a fucking toaster. Actually, a toaster is more interactive than a dead cat. And a toaster can get warm. A dead, cold, lifeless cat. I love that he said it's just like a real cat. No, it's not like a real cat. That's like saying, the dead corpse that I'm living with is just like my wife, except she doesn't bitch and moan 24/7. She also can't refuse sex now. right, let's learn a little bit more about freeze-drying pets.
Says the cat has become the surprise hit at parties.
Oh, they'll come in and they'll look at the cat, pet it, say, what's wrong with him? I'll say, he's freeze-dried. They'll say, you're sick.
Yes, astute observation.
Right now we've got assorted cats, as you can see.
Jeff Weber runs Preservation Specialties in St. Petersburg, Florida, the largest animal freeze-dry operation in the world. His frozen pet shop is nearly full as animal lovers learn that for a few hundred dollars, they don't have to part with their favorite pets.
We create a complete vacuum inside. The moisture is gradually taken out of the animals until they're 100% dry. No odor, no hair loss. The animal will last virtually forever.
Sweetie. Hi, honey. There's my baby.
Yeah, then you can pose the animals before they go into the freeze-dry chamber. They pose them into whatever position you like. Maybe you want your dog lying down. That is what they usually recommend because that looks more natural. That, you know, you don't have to necessarily explain why your dog isn't moving if it's like in a sleeping stance or laying down or whatever. If it's like standing up with one paw up or something, then it looks a little weird because the dog's not moving.
Sweetie died last year, a crushing loss for Steve and Vivian Kosis. But now, freeze-dried Sweetie is back on her bed, and the Kosis family couldn't be happier.
We feel that she knows we're talking to her, and we talk to her and everything. She has left, but she hasn't left.
At least I can touch her, I can love her, and she's still my little girl. She's not my dog, my little girl. We put a water thing down there for her in case she wants water. We put her to bed at night.
She's fucking dead!
So far, Weber's freeze-dry business.
She had me up until the water, you know, the water dish part. Because I could understand, like, oh, you know, when you cremate your pet or you bury it, then it's gone forever. At least you have, like, you can look at it and pet it still, as creepy as that sounds. But then to put water out for the dog, I mean, come on.
It's been strictly animalistic. But he's convinced a whole new market of freeze-dried customers is on the horizon.
People?
We have had several serious requests, people who want to be freeze-dried when they pass on.
Weber is sure business will never dry up. There will always be people like the Kosis family, people who never want to say goodbye to their beloved pet.
All right, Doc, enough. Real quick, Corey also sent in a clip of a tard singing. You know, recently on the program, I played a clip of a mentally handicapped person singing the national anthem at Fenway Park. And I asked the question, you know, there's got to be some retards who can sing. Well, Corey says, no, I think it's universal that all unsavories can't sing. Here is another piece of evidence, courtesy of YouTube.
To sing for me?
Yeah.
Okay, sing.
Now we're not in need of night.
All right, now this time, let's try it one more time. This time, using words.
Yeah.
Okay, sing.
Is she saying we need a man? All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up, fucked up news right now. Yes, if you are not a member of the Distortive View Sideshow, sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. For $5 a month or $50 a year, you get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive shows, and video casts occasionally as well. This past weekend, I did a special WEEKEND edition of DV. Yes, I did a Saturday program if you want to catch that. And last week's Thursday exclusive program and Tuesday's extended show. Sign up right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Someone just informed me on Facebook that we officially crossed the 2,000 episode mark. You can listen to all those podcasts and more in the archives at superfreaksideshow.com. Also, an interesting note, I guess, if you are a fan of the show. You know, the Distorted View message board started out in 2005, shortly after I launched the podcast. It currently has near 10,000 members, most of whom don't visit the message board anymore. It kind of got fucked up because the software that I was using was very susceptible to spam. And so I was dealing with spam a lot. And for like the last year or so, I don't think I've been to the message board once. I was over it, right? It's too hard to upkeep. So I thought maybe we should scrap it. As hard as it is to say goodbye to all 10,000 users, I think the best idea is to start fresh and use a decent message board. So it's launched right now. I'm not going to give out the address. It's not quite ready, but I'm testing some stuff out. A new message board uses Facebook integration. So if you have a Facebook account, you can log in using your Facebook or Twitter account. You can also sign up for the message board like normal. You don't have to have a Facebook account, but it's just one more easy way to connect or whatever. It's going to be really cool. I'm very excited about it. Should be a nice improvement from our current message board. I'll let you know when it launches. And I just got word that some of the merchandise that I've been creating for you has been shipped, so that's looking good as well. A lot of developments happening in the Distorted View world, so stick with us, and I'll let you know when the merch is available and also the message board. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, we've got a Distorted View update here, and it just happens to come from our most fucked up state. Say it with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, say it with me, even though I am not the one saying it. It's just a sound drop. All right, I gotta say thanks to DV listener David for sending in this update. The story comes from Orlando, Florida. A man said he has no plans to leave the woman accused of pouring gasoline on his genitals and then setting him on fire. Last week, a Marion County woman was arrested after deputies said she set a man on fire. Deputies said 29-year-old Victoria Bynes is charged with aggravated battery. Investigators said that the woman's boyfriend, 42-year-old Andrew Williams, suffered serious burns on his cock and balls and rushed to Shands Hospital in Gainesville, Florida. Yes, I remember this news story. Deputies said the two were fighting when it... By the way, if anyone who works in a hotel chain or something can get me a friends and family discount... I'm going to be heading down to Florida soon, so come on. Someone help me out. No one has stepped up yet. Christ's sakes. Deputy said the two were fighting when a witness saw Bynes pour a liquid on Williams and light him on light him on fire. Officials found Williams lying in the yard of Citra Home. The fuck is Citra Home? They said the man smelled of gasoline and could not speak. The man did recently speak to a newspaper reporter and said Bynes picked him up from the hospital and the whole ordeal was a big misunderstanding. Yeah, tell that to your penis, or should I say the charred remains of his penis. You know, now that he's back with his girlfriend, when she blows him, she really will be going down on a blaze of glory. I guess. I don't know. Yes, the man recently spoke to a newspaper reporter and said Bynes picked him up from the hospital. The whole ordeal was a big misunderstanding. He said he would not file charges against her. The newspaper spoke to family members who said they are worried about Williams and the couple's relationship. Doesn't seem very healthy, does it? In a sheriff's report, deputy said Bynes told detectives she saw Williams drop to the ground and roll to put out the fire. She said she drove away because she didn't think he was injured. Bynes was taken to the Marion County Jail after the incident and bonded out the next day. So, there you go. Second story we have for you today. The mainstream media has been all over this Jared Loughner Arizona shooting. Well, a Walgreens in Tucson, Arizona turned over to police racy photos of gunman Jared Loughner with a Glock and a G-string. Sexy. Now, if you've seen this guy's mugshot, you'd know that he should not be prancing around in a G-string. Yes, these photos were taken to the store to be developed the night before the shooting rampage that left 6 people dead and 14 wounded. The county sheriff's office confirmed that they received the photographs from the store and turned them over to the FBI. Please release them. Please release them. Please release them. The photos, presumably shot in a mirror, show Loughner, 22, posing with the same make of gun he allegedly used in the January 8th shooting. In the photos, he holds the pistol against his crotch and buttocks while wearing a bright red thong. That really pulls together the whole ensemble, I think. Nothing makes a picture pop more than sporting a red thong. Disgusting. Yes, the sheriff's office today released comprehensive timelines of the shooter's activities leading up to the rampage. Loughner dropped a roll off of 35mm film at Walgreens to be developed last Friday night. Police also revealed Friday that Loughner had posted a message that read, "Goodbye, friends," about 6 hours before the shooting. Loughner is accused of opening fire on a crowd outside a Tucson supermarket last Saturday. Among the victims in the shooting were critically injured Representative Gabrielle Giffords. He's also killed a federal judge and a 9-year-old girl. Giffords was rushed to the hospital where she remains in critical but stable condition and is expected to make a recovery. Doctors say they may remove her breathing tube over the next few days. I believe since this story was written... they have removed the tube. We're confident she's making some progress. Oh, who cares about this? Let the mainstream media take care of that. I want to hear more about the goddamn G-string. Pics and vid, please. Pics and vid. Until then, I don't want to hear another word about this stupid story. All right, finally, today, a man from Stone over there in the UK who downloaded death fetish pictures from the internet has been cleared in a test case verdict by jurors of having extreme pornography. The photos posed by actors and showing scenes of women being stabbed and suffocated, it wasn't real death porn, they're actors. Just, you know, they're honing their craft. That would be my defense. So the women were depicted being stabbed and suffocated. They were found on Kevin Webster's computer during a police raid at home. New legislation makes it illegal to possess porn that realistically portrays acts likely to cause serious injury to genitals, anus, or breasts, or, you know, death itself. Again, this is over there in the UK. I think it's still legal to possess, you know, anus torture porn. Over here, I guess. I don't know. In the first jury trial of its kind, Webster, age 47, was acquitted of four charges of possessing extreme pornography.
Extreme!
There's an oldie but goodie sound file. Extreme! The jury heard the four pictures were samples from sets produced by a company called Drop Dead Gorgeous, using actors and actresses for the porn market known as Death Fetish. They showed women being stabbed in the breast or wrapped in cling film, oh, I've seen that, and being suffocated in a bath. Two university academics in the field of prawn gave evidence in the trial at Stafford Crown Court. One of them, Fiona Atwood, professor of sex communication and culture, bullshit title, at Sheffield Hallam University, described the photos as like stills from a Hammer horror film of the 1970s. She said the images were intended for sexual purposes, often known as death fetish, but they were quite clearly staged sets. Dr. Clarissa Smith, a senior lecturer at Sunderland University specializing in pornography, told the court the images were produced by a company called Drop Dead Gorgeous and sold for $6 a set of up to 100 photos. Okay, the actresses in them were known for being able to play dead and had quite a fan base. Webster opted not to give evidence in the trial and also made no comment during police interviews. The jury took just 90 minutes to reach their unanimous not guilty verdicts. Judge Michael Collum told the jurors afterward that this had been a test case. This is new legislation that is currently being interpreted to determine where the line in the sand is. So there you go. That, my friends, is your story news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, my freaky diggers, speak to me, please.
Hey, Tim, this is Sideshow member Powder in San Diego.
Hi, Powder.
I just have a quick question.
Sure.
As much as you say nigger on your show, have you ever accidentally let it slip out in public or
no.
in the company?
First of all,
of
I don't say that word very often.
People.
I
just
say it when it's appropriate.
You know, the more you get used to saying something, the more, you know, the easier it is for it to slip out in normal conversation.
I've actually never let that one slip in public.
Hey, Tim, it's Sir Roivus calling in. I was out with my friend Justin the other day. And he was telling me how he was with a client who wanted him to fist him. But before he got...
What profession does your friend work in? Because...
Who wanted him to fist him.
I doubt it's like a banking type job or something.
But before he got...
That makes sense.
Before the client got...
One of my clients the other day just asked me to fist him.
To fist him. Before the client got fisted, he wanted to slam some crystal meth. And I, in a very straight face, would look at him like, yeah, you know, I heard on a news program that crystal meth loosens up the butthole.
Anyway, very true. You learned so much on this program.
Hello, Timothy Dirty Dildos.
Dildo, Dirty Dildo.
This is Sideshow member Do Behave again.
Hello.
And someone was mentioning about wiping sitting down. I really thought that standing up is what everybody else did too. I mean, my family never really came in and showed me or anything like that. They told me what to do when they thought I was the right age. And
I took an informal poll as well. I was out with some friends and stuff drinking, and I brought up the subject of, because this is fascinating to me. I can't wrap my mind around this, right? There's one woman and four guys, and only one out of the four stood up to wipe.
I did it.
The rest of us are
sitters. Down. They just said you take the paper and you put it in your butthole and wipe upwards, not downwards.
Wait a second. Wait, what?
Right age, mood in the air, anything like that. I just they told me what to do when they thought I was the right age, and then I did it. They didn't say standing up or sitting down. They just said you take the paper and you put it in your butthole and wipe upwards, not downwards. I know, it's the craziest thing, like the stand up, sit down problem. That's not even an issue anymore. The problem is people that wipe from the top of the crack downwards. So then you get this like shit taint.
Who does that?
Believe me, man. If you got shit taint, women notice when they're coming down on you.
I bet. Oh, yeah, you want to wipe
up. Even if it's like in the car.
I mean, I can't believe we have to go over this information. Who is teaching their children the wrong way to wipe? Sitting down, standing up, that's one thing, but the direction of the wipe is pretty standard.
Hey, Timmy. Did you know that South Park was on an episode of Wayne? Fuck.
Idiot.
Hey, Tim. This is Justin from Ohio. I'm calling to help out the listeners. I was wondering what that song was that you play on Success Tuesday. That's like, I Want to Fuck You in the Ass. That song is called Tonight
by
Swedish radio program in the 90s called Farlig Fredig.
Oh, okay.
If you go on the Freakipedia and look up Tonight, you can download the MP3.
Yes, the Freakipedia is a wonderful resource. I'm going to have to devote some attention to that after I get this message board stuff taken care of. But if you have a question or wondering about something in the Distorted View world, like what the hell does... what's that abortion song? Just go to the Freakipedia at freakipedia.net. There's a link to it on distortedview.com, of course. Type in abortion and you'll learn all about all the various abortion references.
Hey, Timmy Boo Hansen.
I don't know if it was on a recent Sideshow exclusive program or if it was on a free side, but I've got a new campaign. You know, many years ago I discovered a whole number between 2 and 3, the lost number, if you will, that I call Levenge. I'm on a new crusade right now. I would like there to be capitalized numbers. There are no caps for numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0, right? Why can't you capitalize them? You know, sometimes I think there needs to be capitalization for numbers, and I would like to design that. Really push that.
Hey, freak! This is your Jewish statue number from Florida. I'm just calling to say that I'm very, very pissed off at all these people who call in and just ramble on and on and on and they don't ever get to the fucking point.
Already.
I mean, what kind of attention span do you think I have? I mean, Tim's not the only one with a very short attention span who wants you to get to the point. Jeez, I get bored just about as easily.
Yeah, you guys have the luxury, though, of hitting fast forward.
Yeah, I definitely play World of Warcraft, and I definitely would never masturbate to that shit. Not because you're reading it. I looked it up online by looking for the text. That shit's horrible. That's got to be some half-wit retard that wrote that.
That was just one chapter, by the way. There are many chapters to that World of Warcraft sex story.
Hey, this is Low-Hanging Tanks. You said something about needing a place in Florida in February. I'm in the travel industry. I own rental properties in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. But we go to Florida all the time. I got friends, places down there. So, I mean, I guess my number comes across whatever. I don't know how you get all the way, but I can get you a place in Florida, no problem.
What about in the Gainesville area? I think Gainesville or Newberry, I think, that area. If so, get back to me.
Hey, what's up, Tim? This is Sideshow member CJ, the 33-year-old near-dead from Seattle.
I'd love to be conducting personal business on my show.
Yes. You asked, so I'll just tell you the reason why I'm a 33-year-old near-dead is because I have terminal stage 4 cancer.
What?
And which leaves me about 10 months to a year to enjoy the Distorted View show.
Holy shit.
But I thought it would be kind of funny to kind of chronicle my demise through your voicemail line.
Absolutely.
So anyway, cool. Love the show, Tim. Love the good work.
That. Oh my God, that sucks, dude. That's a real downer. So, I mean, wow. I don't know how... I'm speechless.
Damn.
But yes, please keep calling in as your condition deteriorates. I'd really appreciate it. It would be great for my program.
Damn.
Also, if you don't have anyone in your life and would like to leave some stuff to me... God, I'm really pathetic.
Damn.
Add me to your will, especially if you are wealthy. Thank you.
Damn. CP Gruner Chris. Uh-huh. From Florida.
If there's anything I can do for you, I feel like I should be doing something for this
guy. So, me and Sid just heard that
dopey program isn't enough.
me and Sid just heard that you're coming to Florida. Which part of Florida? I mean, you've got to elaborate on these kind of things.
Oh.
If you're coming to Orlando, definitely got to meet up with us. We'll take you to P-House and...
I don't know where I'm going. Gainesville. I don't know where that's at in relation to the rest of Florida. The only thing I know is the band Sister Hazel is from that area. I learned that once on the Rick D's Weekly Countdown many, many years ago. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail 248-206-666-4463. That's 206-666-GOT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-IT-I
Until then, have a great day. Bye! Bye!
They call her coffee, because if you jab her, she'll cream you.